Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Stephen Thompson from NPR Music and the man behind NPR's Song of the Day. And with me, of course, is Rob Sachs. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Stephen.
So I presume you brought me here to talk about music. What of it?
All right, so here's the deal, is that after a long time of holding out, I finally decided to digitize my music collection. I have like 1,000 CDs from dating back to my Poison CD I got for my bar mitzvah back way long ago. Anyway, and it's this long and tedious process, but what happened was I wanted to make a playlist recently, and I realized if I just had it all digitized, this could just be a 10-minute, 15-minute thing instead of it took like 3 days to make this mixed CD. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go for it. But what I realize now is, now that I'm in the process, I want to make a lot of playlists. I want to make a playlist for dinner parties. I want to make playlists for barbecues. I'm going to go away on vacation. I want to make a playlist for that. So I was thinking, this is going to be my new thing. This is going to be the Rob of 2010, making playlists for every occasion.
All right, so now that most of your collection is in one place, how do you go about making a playlist for a dinner party?
Well, you have to kind of match the mood of what you're doing. Are you having a barbecue where you want it to be raucous and you want it to be upbeat and fun? Or do you want to just kind of have background music and just stuff that people can sip their martinis to? Should I be serving martinis at my dinner parties? Anyway.
That's a separate podcast.
That's a separate podcast. But I thought about it some more, and I didn't really know, okay, there's definitely an art to stringing together songs. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to call up someone who knows all about making great playlists, and it's DJ Z-Trip. He is the king of mashups. Here's one of his Motown mashups. Let someone pick you from the bunch, one nigga left. You know, you want to dance to that, right? It's fun. So Z-Trip gave me this sports metaphor of setting up a crowd to get really pumped and going.
It's almost like, you know, the volleyball theory of, you know, set, spike kind of thing. If you're doing it correctly, your impact will be that much harder.
So he says you want to really build things up to a crescendo. So maybe you'll start off with some early Motown, like a Michael Jackson. Then you'll move into maybe some hip-hop, like an LL Cool J or Beastie Boys. And then, boom, you nail them with the Black Eyed Peas. Now, for me, my spike song is always the biggest, the one where you just get the fans going.
And what's that song for you?
It's inevitably this one. Jump around. So I think that's particularly apt. That's Jump Around from House of Pain, and, you know, St. Paddy's Day is coming up. And actually, I talked to Everlast, the lead singer from the group, about that song, about why is Jump Around? I mean, it was made in 1992. Why do people still love it? And did you know that it was going to be such a big hit? And here's what he told me about the creation of Jump Around.
That year, it was just another hit record. But every year since, and it still hangs around, you're like, that's a huge record. You know what I mean?
So I think one of the ways to maybe assess whether or not your party is going to be rocking is to think, okay, what songs did I love when I was a kid or that are still relevant today that people still get energized by? Is that when you pick out your playlist? Is that what you look for, like those all-time classics?
Songs from when I was in my prime.
Yes.
You know, I have a tendency, because what I do all day is listen to new music, I don't necessarily get a lot of chances to look back. And so when I'm putting, it's very hard for me to take off my music discovery hat and put on my entertainment hat, put on my fun person hat. So I often wind up combining the two. And if I'm making a playlist for an occasion, it's very, very hard for me not to put songs on there that I think people would love if only they knew about them. So I'm constantly, like I did a wedding CD a few years ago to play over the dinner party at my niece's wedding. And it took me months to put the thing together, in part because it was like, I want them to hear this song. I want them to hear that song.
But that's the thing I was talking about with DJ Z-Trip, because I've been over to some friends' houses where all they played was obscure blues CD or an obscure Edith Piaf CD, and I was like, okay, I get it. You know,
there's a little bit of posturing there.
Yeah, so he said, you really have to mix it up, and you earn the right to play one of those songs by throwing in something they like. And he used another metaphor because he's so into metaphor.
He's metaphoric that way.
Yeah, so this was the Mary Poppins metaphor he gave me.
Sometimes the only way to make the medicine go down is by sugarcoating it. And so sometimes you need to, you know, you give people three or four things that are like, oh, this is easy. Yeah, no sweat. And then, you know, all of a sudden drop some two or three things on them that they were like, what is this? Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa.
That, of course, is the classic Toto hit, Africa. But he said, you know, that people appreciate it, I guess, when you throw in a curveball. And when you are doing playlists, do you think about, okay, I'm going to throw this in there, and people are going to go, wow, I haven't heard that in years. I'm so pumped.
Well, there are two different kinds of curveballs here, because the curveball that he's talking about playing Toto, there's still that element of recognition in the crowd. The crowd is still saying, oh, Toto? I haven't heard Toto in, you know, 25 years or however long. Whereas, you know, the curveballs that I'm, you know, and I'm a terrible host. It's just, if you're listening to this, don't ever attend a function that I'm in any way involved in. But, you know, for me, I've always found, and it's my Achilles heel as a mix maker, is I'm just constantly trying to pepper people with things that I think they would like, and you know, I'm also a little bit of a mope. So you know, if I put together a mix, it's not even going to have James Brown. It's just going to have, it's just going to be Edith Piaf wailing.
Oh
miserably.
Well, see, that's another thing that DJ Z-Trip was telling me to watch out for, because he said, even if you've gotten this, like, great... I mean, I had a friend who loved Morrissey. And, you know, you can get into Morrissey big time deep, and he can just go off. And you're like, this is so good. But then after an hour, you're like, whoa. I'm, like, you know, totally depressed. So, again, Mr. Metaphor, DJ Z-Trip, told me that you have to think of it in this way.
It's kind of like a massage, you know. When you get an all-over body massage, it's great because they're hitting all parts of your body. But some people, you know, oh, let me give you a back rub, and they just rub one area of your shoulder, and you're like, that was great for 5 minutes, but it's 15 minutes. Now my whole shoulder's numb, and it has the complete opposite effect of what you're trying to do.
It sounds like you were giving your guests numb shoulders. Is that what you're doing, Steven?
I'm just putting a damp compress on their foreheads. That's about all I'm doing. Clearly, Z-Trip is a much better back rub. I mean, it's clearly, you know what they say, Z-Trip gives the best back rubs.
He does. He is an expert back rubber. But I guess it's all about finding this balance between giving people a little bit what they want versus the new music that you find, and also maybe throwing in something obscure that they know and something that, hey, I love this Black Eyed Peas song that's been playing on the radio, and yes, it's super catchy, and yes, it's overplayed, but it's going to make me feel good,
right.
And so I'm going to play that anyway. The last question I have for you is, you know, you are discovering new songs all the time, and I'm wondering, you know, Z-Trip, he says he goes on the internet, he says people send him stuff. What is the best way, if you want to throw in a curveball, if you want to get people to discover something you're really psyched about, for you yourself to discover new music?
Well, first of all, everybody should go to nprmusic.org.
That's
clearly the correct answer. And they should subscribe to the Song of the Day newsletter and get a song every day from NPR. Not that I have any stake in them doing that. You know, obviously just MySpace, just trolling around on MySpace. But, I mean, talk to your friends about what, you know, people who have similar tastes to you, where do they find music? What music blogs do they read? And just get into the habit of constantly sort of trying new bands. If you're obsessed with a certain band, go to fan sites for that certain band and find out what other fans of that band love besides that band.
Well, awesome.
Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Stephen Thompson.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Stephen, I want to remind people, of course, they can always check out the Song of the Day for what you're up to. And they can check out the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page, the soon-to-launch What Would Rob Do website. And, of course, they can always purchase the What Would Rob Do book soon to come out in May in bookstores. Check it out. Have I plugged myself enough yet?
No.
No.
One more thing. What else are you doing?
The What Would Rob Do t-shirts. I don't know. Fashion
mugs,
apparel.
Mugs. Bumper sticker. Bracelets.
Lapel pin. Anything you want to do, What Would Rob Do? I would appreciate. Well, thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you. I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.